Hey, it's Chris, Safety Dog here. What's happening on the Doggone It Trucking podcast this week? As you may have heard, KRTS and Safety Dog are jointly holding a truck driver virtual training session during the American Thanksgiving long weekend. And we've had a lot of questions from customers and sponsors about how the whole process is going to work. So I've invited Matt Richardson from KRTS on the show, and we are going to go through some frequently asked questions regarding the virtual truck driver seminar. All right. So if that's of interest to you, stay with us. Let's get on with the show. Hey, Matt, welcome back to the Doggone It Trucking podcast. Everything good with you?
Everything is good, Chris. Thanks for having me on again.
Hey, not a problem. Just a real quick personal question. We just finished Halloween. We're recording this just after Halloween, and I know you've got a young baby and another young girl. How was Halloween this year?
Halloween was good, thanks. A little different than prior years. We had Tessa dressed up. She was a unicorn, and Michaela was a penguin, that hand-me-down costume from Tessa, but not as many visits as normal to friends or family. They had a community drive-through event here in town that we did, and then a visit at the sets of grandparents' houses, and that was it.
But it sounds like fun.
It was, yeah, for sure, especially the drive-through event here in Caledonia. It was really good to see the community come together and put something on for all the kids. They had about 900 cars through.
Wow. And that's really good, because I know Caledonia has some stress going on at the moment. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. So we are here to talk about the truck driver meeting that is being conducted on the American Long Weekend. And we thought we would go over some of the questions that you've been being asked by people who are thinking about joining us.
Sounds good, Chris.
Right. So the first question I've heard is being asked, do all the drivers have to attend the same meeting, or can the same trucking company have their drivers spread across the two virtual meetings?
Yeah, absolutely. You have the 2 dates there for a reason. So the drivers can be split anyway over the 2 days, whether it's 50-50, 70-30, 80-20, whatever they want to do, those drivers can be split over the two offerings.
Yeah, and that's, and I think that's really good. Another question for you. Are the presentations live?
So they will be presented live. However, they're being recorded to be able for us to be able to provide them afterwards. So if a driver that a company has registered isn't able to attend because they're on the road, or they're stuck somewhere, just can't make that time, the recording will be available until the end of December for them to review.
Perfect. And just to be clear, to clarify your answer, the actual presentations, Carrie Wachowski from CVSA is pre-recording hers, as I am pre-recording. And then, and that's just to avoid technical issues. Carrie will be joining us to answer any questions that the drivers may have. So that part of it, the Q&A will be live. The actual presentation part, we are going to pre-record to avoid tech problems, we hope.
Yes.
What platform are we using?
So we will be on Zoom.
Right. And so any of the drivers that are attending remotely, all they have to do is download the iPhone or the Android Zoom app or the desktop app, and they can participate that way.
Yeah. And, we've, as most people in our industry and all industries over the course of this pandemic, have multiple meetings over multiple different platforms. And for us, that's to be.
Sorry, Matt, you cut out there for just a second. Missed most of that answer.
All I was saying was that, you know, we've used over the course of this pandemic multiple different platforms for meetings and webinars and those type of things. And for us, Zoom has seemed to work the best with the fewest glitches. So,
yeah, I'm familiar with Zoom. I've used it a lot, as you know, doing the NatMe courses especially, and it just seems to work flawlessly. So, really good platform. Trying to think of another question. So you did say that if a driver is not going to be able to attend, the recording will be available for a limited time?
Correct. It'll be available until the end of December.
Okay. The next question, documentation. How are we going to know a driver attends, and what does a company get if the driver attends?
So a company will get completion certificates for the drivers attending. One of the questions that's came out of that, and this it can be dependent on a company's insurance provider, is if you're testing that's available. And the answer to that is yes. For those companies who do require it, who do want it, we will have a quiz that can be proxied to the drivers.
Right. And I think the drivers who are watching after the two dates that we are providing will have to do the quiz, will they not?
Correct.
So there is an incentive for the drivers to attend on the two offerings that we have live. They may or may not have to do a quiz depending on their company policy.
Yeah, exactly.
And the other bonus for attending live would be the ability to ask questions of Carrie or myself.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got two industry veterans who have a ton of knowledge and experience on the topic that we're covering. It's a great opportunity for drivers to, you know, get an answer to something that they may have been sitting on for a while and weren't sure how or where to ask.
And that's a great point, Matt. Can a driver ask a question that's unrelated to the topics being presented?
Yeah, I mean, with yourself and Carrie, there's a ton of years of experience there. If the question happens to be asked about something that, you know, maybe isn't at the forefront of your guys' mind at that time, we'd be happy to circle back and get an answer to them.
And that's perfect, because I'll tell you, I don't know everything. And if it's out of my forte, I'm not going to give an answer. I'll just have to say, we'll get back to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Would rather an individual have to wait a bit for an answer than give them misinformation.
Yeah, and I really do hope that people take advantage. Carrie has been around the industry. For those who don't know, Carrie used to be an MTO officer for many, many years, worked her way up in the MTO to, I believe she was a director before she left to join CVSA, which is Commercial Vehicle Safety Alliance. And for those of you who don't know what that is, it is the three countries, Mexico, United States, and Canada, have joined together and have hammered out the inspection criteria and what out-of-service defects are and all that kind of stuff. And it's the same in all three countries. She's high up at CVSA, and she will be joining us. And that's why she's talking about what goes on at the scales and the inspection process. Something to add about Carrie?
Just that, you know, we're excited to have her. I think she adds a ton of knowledge and experience for this safety meeting, and it's great. Not only will it be great information that she is providing, but a great outlet for the drivers to get answers to questions about the inspections across the different borders.
Yeah, and as you say, she's just got a great deal of knowledge. She's really personable. Her experience, I'm excited to hear her talk. I've heard her in the past, of course, and she is a good public speaker, and she brings just a ton of knowledge. What other questions are being asked of KRTS when the potential people are calling in?
So I think we covered a lot of the main ones, Chris. One of the ones that just jumped into my mind that we haven't really talked about yet, and it's a pretty simple answer. The question been posed is this American focused? Because the advertisement or the marketing that's gone out has talked about this being on the American Thanksgiving long weekend. And the reason it's been, you know, marketed and discussed that way, as we've talked about before, is we're used to doing these driver meetings in person on the American Thanksgiving long weekend. This is available to drivers and companies on both sides of the border, not American specific. It's being offered on that American Thanksgiving long weekend.
Yeah, and that's a great thought. It is not American specific. You know, the topics that I'm addressing, black ice and winter driving, are just safety topics. And of course,
for sure.
Carrie with CVSA is just talking about inspections, and her knowledge is for both sides of the border.
Yeah, absolutely. Inspections and, you know, ensuring that good experience at the scales.
Yeah. Matt, something else. I just thought of it. Why are we doing this? And you touched on it a little bit, but
a couple of different reasons. Obviously, with this the coronavirus pandemic, we can't be doing the large driver meetings in person. There's just not a lot of facilities that have the space for the proper social distancing. But these companies still need to make sure that the drivers are getting their yearly education that is required by their insurance providers. And this allows the opportunity to get that quality education and training done in a safe format.
Yeah, and I think it's a great offering. So just to recap, if I may, it's the long weekend, and if I just give me one second here, I'll put this on the screen there. So there, we've got your lovely face, and we've got the brochure. So. It is November the 27th and the 28th, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. For more information, they can call Kim Steisma-Hill at KRTS.
Yep.
And it will be available until a replay of it will be available until December the 31st. Things are going to be documented, right? What else?
Absolutely.
Do we need something else to say?
I think we've covered most of it. The only thing I'd like to add is to give a thank you to a couple sponsors that have jumped on board and seen the value in this event, and that is Economical Insurance and Aviva.
Beautiful. So kudos to Economical and Aviva. And I know there's room for, what, three or four more sponsors, and that's it. So if a sponsor's correct out there, again, get in touch with Kim Steisma-Hill at KRTS. And that's awesome. So the two insurance providers have jumped on board. I'm excited about that. Last words?
Just that any questions at all, Kim Steisma-Hill would be happy to answer them. We're about 3 weeks out now. So get your drivers registered and make sure they can participate in this educational event.
Thanks so much, Matt. Well said. And with that, we will wrap this. This is going to be a short interview. We're going to wrap that up. I hope you loved the show as much as I did. Please leave us a like, a thumbs up, a review, a comment, a rating if it is in your heart. Thank you so much. And I do really appreciate your time. And join us again next week for another exciting interview.